Great Jedi War 14, Homefront, Chapter 1. Throne Room, The Dark Ascent above Ao City, Arc System, Brotherhood Territory, 3 weeks ago. The Grand Master leaned back in his seat on the Iron Throne and lowered his hand. Sprawled before him, Evant Talion's body relaxed and fell still on the cold, dark stone floor. His memories had been vivid, and for the recently rescued Deputy Grand Master, they had just been as real as it had been when he lived through them in the first place. Only one other of the dozens in the throne room had shown any signs of reaction to Evant, who had just mere moments prior been screaming and convulsing on the stone floor. The Royal Guard remained at attention around the perimeter. An additional 10 stood clustered around Evant himself, 5 to his side, ready to further restrain the Elder should he lash out. Talaris Cantor stared down from his elevated pedestal and continued to take in the appearance of his right-hand man. The Deputy Grand Master bore little resemblance to the man who had left for the Lyra 3KA system months ago. His once pristine blonde hair was now long, matted, and stained dark with his own blood. It framed his gaunt face, which was hidden by a similarly matted and stained beard. His skin was a ghostly pale gray, such that one would have a hard time imagining any blood had been pumping through his veins. The only real color to be seen upon the man was his eyes. His once amber eyes now burned with an unnatural, fiery, volcanic hue. Talaris was pleased with just how much he had been had to press to break into Evant's mind, even after so long in collective captivity. But then again, he himself had trained and molded Evant's iron will. His people had learned that lesson very well. The wall of hatred that now surrounded and protected Evant's consciousness was formidable. Evant remained still on the floor, breathing heavily. After a moment, he attempted to reach and dab away the tears that had fallen across his face in reliving the memories of what he had endured the last several months. Yet his hands stopped several inches from his face, restrained and bound by chains, a precaution in bringing him before the Grand Master. He groaned and took several more deep breaths before pushing himself back up onto his knees. Head hung low, eyes focused on the floor before the Iron Throne. On either side of him, the guards adjusted his chains once more. "Your time in captivity and your pain has given you strength," the Grand Master finally broke the silence that had befallen the chamber. Talion didn't respond, not even lifting his head to look at the Grand Master directly. There was a sharp clang of metal hitting stone, followed by scraping and rolling across the pristine floor.
"My lord, his strength has left him unable to pull that to his hand. I've seen it myself," the Mandalorian standing behind Evant said.
He had been the only one in the room to react to Evant's writhing screams. Evant's eyes followed his lightsaber as it rolled across the floor before him. On the throne, the Grand Master's lip twitched ever so slightly at the lack of decorum the voice continued to show.
"The Force is far more complicated than you can possibly comprehend, Aiden," Talaris responded.
Idris nodded in agreement.
"But the body isn't. He needs to rest. He needs food and drink. He needs a warm embrace and a comfort of dreamless sleep. Most of all, he needs to be released from these chains. He will not recover like this," Idris responded.
The Grand Master gave a slight smile.
"Yes, this is true," Talaris said. With a wave of his hand, Evant's restraints fell to the ground. "Ensure his needs are seen to. He is to be free to return to his duties as he sees fit. His fate will fuel his actions from now on," the Grand Master commanded.
Idris offered an armored hand to help Evant to his feet. It was only after rising that the Deputy Grand Master finally locked eyes with his mentor. This only caused the Grand Master to smile wider, focused on the vivid energies of hate that swirled in Talion's eyes.
"All according to plan," Talaris said softly as Evant was escorted from the throne room.
Alone at last in the chamber, as his personal guards were little more than decoration to a man of his capabilities, Talaris once again returned to a meditative state. Deep meditation was a large portion of his time these days, always in silent solitude between messages that merited his consideration. The time would be soon at hand. For years now, he had been pushing his mind out into the cosmos, and for years, it had been showing him this. Time itself was his to see through, to know, to shape. The seeds he had been tending for so long would bear fruit, just as he had planned. His eyes opened. The Grand Master pulled a small holocron from his robes, letting it rotate and spin in the air above his hand. He let the flow of the Force stop and clasped it tightly. With a simple gesture, the nearest guard approached. "Take this to the Seneschal. He will know what to do with it." The guard bowed and carefully took the holocron before rushing from the room.
"It's time for the new Sith Empire to flourish. My Sith Empire."